Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of January, recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. China down sharply. That's the China A shares on the talk about further tightening. And it was down over 2.9%, and that knocked back the Hang Seng by 1.7%. Most of Asia was weaker today. And the European stock markets also dipped, although two recent exceptions were the Spanish market and the Italian market, and I believe the Greek market. FTSE was down 1.82%. That's the UK index. The Americas were also lower. Wall Street, though, clawed back most of the decline and ended down only 0.13% on the S&P, slightly more on the NASDAQ. Long-dated government bonds were pummeled, despite the weakness of stock markets, bond prices, that is. The U.S. long bond is down 1 12/32 as I speak, and it's been down more. We had a shakeout, a general shakeout in commodities here. The dollar rallied, particularly against the commodity-producing currencies. For instance, it's knocked the Australian dollar back to 98.76. It just briefly breached the parity level again yesterday. And what else to mention that's significant here? Precious metals. We had both silver and gold breach some minor support that I think I mentioned a couple of days ago, but the minor support there for silver was at 28. It's currently at 27.52. That's down 1.28. And gold was minor support was at 13.50, and it's currently 13.46. The grain and bean complex sold off early on, but then rebounded, closed up on the day. Corn right back up to 6.54, having been down at 6.27 at one stage. Industrial metals were, well, some of them recovered following an early sell-off, including nickel. And crude oil was $2 lower, 88.86. That's NYMEX. So, some nervous markets here overall. And what can we say? Within Asia, people are still focused on China and worrying about the tightening that's actually taking place. In the ASEAN stock markets, we've seen Indonesia, which had been an upside leader for a very long time. It's broken down out of its trading range, indicating that it'll get a little bit more retracement as part of its mean reversion phase. The European stock markets have been doing quite well recently, along with Wall Street, since really late November, the beginning of December. They've been very much in form, and after 7 weeks of gains for the leaders, they look a little bit overextended. And excuse me, we did have some key day reversals yesterday, as Owen will have mentioned in last night's audio. Now, what's also quite interesting is that the most depressed European stock markets, none was more depressed than Greece. But we also had Ireland and the Spanish and the Italian markets had all been under a lot of pressure. And they've been going up on consecutive days over the last week or a bit more. And Owen made the observation that I think almost certainly has got to be right, is that a number of hedge funds presumably had on pairs trades, in other words, where they would have been short Ireland and the southern European indices, and long the leaders, such as Germany. Well, that's gone into reverse here temporarily. I think with the previous laggards, so what we're really talking about is short covering. And again, overall, I think markets could easily sort of consolidate here for a while. Now, what I want to just separate my own views from is the tendency for these sort of lurch forecasts, where if you follow the financial channels at all and read some of the reports that come out, you get people who are either extremely bearish or extremely bullish. And they can also change camp fairly regularly. Now, I think that overall, we are in an ongoing bull cycle here for most stock markets. And that's as defined with them trading to the left of rising 200-day moving averages. Most of the floor money themes comply to that. And that includes the China indices that are not A-share weighted, where most of us invest, the Hang Seng Index, for example. Now, after seven, as I say, about 7 weeks on the upside, markets are overbought. They, in the short term, they look a little bit overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. So it's not surprising to see a pullback and consolidation of those gains. And again, people have been saying move away from emerging markets and into the European markets and Wall Street. Well, they would have been right over the previous 7 weeks. Whether it'll be right over the next 7 months or not, well, I kind of doubt it. But I'm not bearish. I'm just a little cautious here in the short term because markets have done well. And I would say overall, we had a very good year in fuller money themes last year. The subscribers, I mean, don't take my word for it, but look at the subscribers' emails. And they've talked about terrific profits made. And well done those who've actually done that. But you know, when you have a particularly good run, that's atypical. So again, the reality is that you and I can only deal with the bottom line is that you and I can only deal with what the markets provide. And they're a bit choppy in here right now. We probably won't have as exciting markets as we had over the 2 previous years. And by exciting, I mean that mostly in a positive context. Long-dated government bond yields, I do think there will be pressure on the upside here more often than not. And I'm not reassured by the number of people who say, well, yeah, okay, they've went up a lot up until a month ago. In other words, that period really from September, October through November, they went up quite sharply. And so then consequently, people are saying, I don't think they'll go up much more now. I don't share that view at all. I think there's a good chance that they will go higher. So I'm positioned lightly for that at the moment. And precious metals. Well, there's still, the bottom line here is that there's still in this mean reversion consolidation phase. Now, within that, we have seen new highs by in the last couple of months by silver, by palladium, and by platinum, but they haven't maintained them. And platinum, which was probably doing best over the last fortnight, I think undoubtedly was doing best over the last fortnight. I mean, it started the morning or had a day's high of 1842 and a half, and is currently at 812. So it's choppy in here. And I did mention this breach of minor support levels by silver and gold. Now, again, I see all this as part of a mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. If the gold and silver markets are bullish following this little additional pullback, which has brought the gold bullion price back to 1346 currently trading, if this is a good buying opportunity, this may sound like a tautology, but I don't think it is. But if this is a good buying opportunity, then I would expect to see upward dynamics very soon. Failing that, and if we do see upward dynamics quite soon, they're probably buys. And I'm talking about just a good one day to see what just surge of demand coming in. Because they have seen pullbacks. But if they don't do that, if they continue to range a little lower, follow through tomorrow and into next week on this corrective phase, then well, the clear point is that we'll be more likely to see silver and gold actually test those 200-day moving average medium-term uptrend representations. And my feeling, and I've been saying this for a number of weeks, if not months, is that yes, I'm still bullish on a long-term secular theme basis, but gold and silver have been very crowded trades here recently. That's my reason for my preference in recent months for platinum. And that's been justified, although it didn't take me with it because I got shaken out on my stops a couple of weeks ago, if you may recall. So it's tricky in here, a little bit tricky in the short term, but that doesn't mean that one wants to be cashing up and heading to the hills. Point that Owen made, we were talking about this a short while ago. And I mentioned that the grains, well, he'd seen it, that the grains had come right back up after their earlier setback. And just making the point that they still have a tailwind of a very bullish story regarding supply shortages following the very disruptive weather conditions. And do we have a big supply shortage for the precious metals? Well, you know, they've been discounting the oversold and devaluing currencies or declining purchasing power of paper currencies for the last decade. That doesn't mean that they can't do that for several more years overall, but you know, this is not a very new or particularly dramatic story at this stage of the cycle, I would say. So again, I think the grain and bean complex maybe still looks a little better, and it's way outperformed in the last 2 to 3 months. I do expect all of these commodities to be reined in the second half of the year, in this, because we're getting the CFTC look at the speculative positions in these markets, and I'd be surprised if they didn't crack down, particularly on the tracker funds, and if they didn't reduce the amount of speculative activity that's taken place in the commodity markets. I would actually favor that because, as I've said on many occasions, the actual commodities were never meant to be investor asset classes. So, you know, we can expect some more choppy activity there as well, and the best way to play that, which can be hard to do psychologically, is to pick them up on weakness and let them out when you get the very good gains. And crude oil is the big one. So it's backed off here a little bit today. And if all that shale gas that's being produced in the United States can help to keep the price of crude oil from surging higher, that would be good for stock markets and the global economy. And on that note, roll on tomorrow. All the best to all of you.